Maybe you should be locked up. Having a small penis isn't a crime in the annals of American justice, or according to international law either. So I guess you can't be imprisoned for that. Perhaps for false advertising, which I'm sure you've been guilty of more than once. That's similar to fraud, and I believe that does carry a penalty. Maybe for theft, since you've stolen orgasms to which you are likely not entitled, or at least not as many as you've had, given that it's debatable whether or not men with cocks from which only they can derive pleasure should be touched at all. I guess I have to admit that our criminal justice system hasn't caught up to the wisdom of the femdom system of justice, so the Department of Corrections won't take you. But there are other ways to punish you. Perhaps a direct little jail cell for that skin tag you've been calling a penis in the form of a chastity device. That is, if we can find one small enough. Maybe the equivalent of one of those shock collars that keep you from moving beyond a certain point, but installed in your mind. With enough work, I can convince you of the wrongdoing of going about the dating world or conducting your current relationship as you likely have been, as if you're normal, as if you're average, as if you're entitled to the same things other men who aren't hung like a Ken doll are entitled to. Maybe you can be rehabilitated. Maybe you can earn privileges with good behavior and clear evidence that you recognize your misdeeds and your proper place in sexual society. But something tells me you'll always have to be watched. Permanent probation. Because as small as your little panty wart may be, you may still have the testosterone that makes you long for women. I'm well aware that you could slip up at any time, and I'm prepared. I hope you are. If you'd like to learn more about my tastes and kinks, please feel free to visit my blog at sensual-dom.com.